Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the drama never ceases. Over the weekend, we got some good news with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine being approved. The House passed the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus bill. I've never seen $1 million. I couldn't imagine what a $1 billion like box or suitcase would look like, or a $1.9 trillion. The money, it's just unfathomable. But the House passed the $1.9 stimulus bill. We'll see what happens with the Senate. But in it, the President Biden had high hopes for a $15 minimum wage. Due to parliamentary rules, it couldn't be added into the $1.9 trillion stimulus package. And so one thing that Bernie Sanders, and I think it's Representative Ron Wyden from Oregon, had suggested last week, which made a lot of people gasp, is they would penalize, have a penalty for large corporations that didn't pay the workers $15 an hour. Now, again, you got to be really careful with penalties, okay? You want to incentivize. Don't be doing penalties. Penalties make people fire others. Whenever you punish somebody, the person below them gets punished. So you need to be very careful with the punishing. You have to incentivize. You know, if you pay your workers more, we're going to do this. And so what's very interesting is when you poll business owners, I think there was a report out, the average business owner wants minimum wage to go up. Many people think the federal minimum wage of $7.25 doesn't work anymore. So the average business owner, the average employer is for it. But we have a little bit of an overhead crisis. This is part two on the overhead crisis that we're talking, that we started to speak about last week. Whether it's an overhead epidemic or an overhead crisis, to be an employer these days, you get spanked both cheeks, then across the face and smacked upside the head with all the fees. I have a business. I have multiple licenses. One license doesn't handle it. You have to get multiple licenses. You have to pay. Everybody gets their piece of you. And when you start to take a look at what the average business ends up spending, the average business owner or employer, it just makes sense to maybe shift some of that money to the employees. Now, somebody could say, yeah, well, we need the taxes. Well, but look at how many people are taking their piece of the pie. So when you look at the overhead of an average business owner, right, you got the rent and the CAM. So the CAMs are the common area maintenance. You got payroll. You got the inventory. So if you have a clothing store, if you have a food shop like a restaurant, okay, you got the inventory, so that's expensive. You have to pay for the business license. There's a state. There's a city or county. You have to pay for your doing business as license. You might have to pay for professional licenses, like me as a doctor. If I have a medical office and I need CLIA lab, and I need, there's fees for that as well. If you have an x-ray, there's a radiology lab. So there's labs and licenses you need. There's sales tax. If you sell something, there's sales tax. There's zoning permits. You have all the insurance, like the business liability insurance, the workers' comp insurance, the professional liability insurance. So doctors on top of all that have to pay malpractice, which could be tens of thousands of years. You have utilities, you got the telephones, you got the computers, you got the Wi-Fi, you got the network, you have all the software, you need to pay for furniture, you need to pay for window coverings, you need to pay for floorings, you got a bathroom, you got to pay for plumbing, you got a kitchen for the staff, you got to pay for the kitchen equipment and keep that up going. You need somebody to clean. You need marketing. You need signage. Most people's signage, they are paying monthly for. The list goes on. And so when you look at people that you know, run a business, if you asked if they could take any of that money and shift it to the employees, the majority of them will say, heck yeah. And so what I'm wondering, if what maybe the GOP and the Democrats need to do is say, look, if you guys up your wages, we will decrease maybe some of your payroll taxes. So when we talked about payroll, let's break down what payroll is. Well, it's the wage. But then on top of that, there's a 6.2% Social Security, 1.45% for Medicare. Just California alone, you got the federal unemployment taxes, the state unemployment taxes, and then an employment training tax. So I saw this infographic for somebody making, let's say, $13,000 a year. That employer is paying another $1,500 on top of that. Well, why not give that $1,500 to the employee? I mean, $1,500 is going to taxes. Give it to the employee. Up their wages. They'll be taxed also. I mean, that's extra $1,500 a year. If somebody's making $65,000, that's an extra $5,400 an employer has to pay, and that doesn't include health benefits. That doesn't include 401k. We haven't even talked about that. It costs in California an extra $5,500 for somebody making $65,000 a year. $5,500 could go into increased wages. If somebody's making about $250,000, there's an extra $12,000 a year that person is paying, that employer is paying. So, you know, I looked at what doctors are doing. Only 15% of doctors right now have solo practice. The majority of them are saying, to heck with it. It just doesn't make sense to have a medical office at 70% overhead. I was able to keep my overhead down to like 60%, but still, that, I mean, it's just not worth it. You are just working to pay taxes. So that's why many people are like, well, then just hire me. I never thought doctors would be employees. Doctors used to run their own practice. But no, now we're in a world of we can't run our own business. So this overhead crisis is preventing small business from being small business. Small business is what ran the country. Now, maybe some people think now it should just be the Amazons and the Walmarts, you know, or it should maybe just be the Dell computers or the, you know, there should only be one or two. I don't like that. I really like competition. And I like knowing that there could be a small bakery or a small salon or a small doctor's office or a small dentist's office. So if you want employers to pay employees more, get rid of all these licensing and fees and insurance and all this other stuff they have to pay, or, you know, have tax credits or something. But it's overwhelming. 1-877-DOLLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, alright. So, things have been a little different for those people that have had to stay at home. Alright, so if you had a workplace romance, if you had somebody you would flirt with, if you had somebody that you could day in and day out get to kind of see and snuggle with and whatever, cheat on your spouse with, COVID pandemic changed that a little bit because you have to work from home. It's really interesting, right? Somebody asked me if a way to tell if their husband's cheating is if they can't wait to get back in the workplace. Because the average person is like, I like working from home. Guys, you got to be careful. If you at all look like you can't wait to get back in the office, there's a chance your wife is going to think you might be cheating. All right, so you got to be sly about this. So, All right, by the way, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Because the average person is kind of like, you know, I get to stay home, I get to work from home. But when you see that eagerness of, I got to get out of here, you know, and I cannot wait to get down to the office, well, why is it? You know, is it that you don't like being around the kids? Oh, it's because I can't get work done, and, you know, I just get more done, and I'm kind of getting stir crazy. You know, I'm not accusing anybody, but unfortunately, that happens. And sometimes it's not people cheating on their spouses. There's people out there that just like to flirt. You know, they like to be playful. And I don't want to use that term playful, but it's a term that keeps being brought up when people get in trouble for sexual harassment. Sometimes they're guilty, sometimes they're not. And so, you know, when you're married, when you're in a long, you know, relationship, you know, you don't get flirted with, you know, when your spouse like, oh, you look good, you know, it's just not the same as somebody else noticing what you wear or complimenting you. And so I think flirting is healthy to some degree in a relationship. I think it helps increase, you know, and keep sparks going. It reminds you that, you know, you got to shave your legs once in a while, right? You got to get the upper lip wax. It just kind of reminds you to, you know, still, I don't know, you know, take care of yourself and, you know, not think that you're, I don't know, already older or unattractive. You know, for some of us, we like to feel attractive. We like to know that people, you know, don't find us hideous. For others, like, oh, I don't care what you think, how I look. But, you know, having that professional look and dressing up, I like it. I like getting dressed up. I like, you know, not all the time, but I like going out there. If I'm home for a week, you know, I'm all achy from my second COVID shot, you know, and I was like kind of in bed for most of the day. I'm like, I want to get out. I want to, you know, do stuff. I want to be around people. So, flirtations when, you know, Corey's patients flirt with him, I'm fine with that. Corey knows I get flirted with. It's not a big deal because we're loyal, but it's kind of a part of people's day. So people like it. But the truth of the matter is people had a harder time cheating because they were home. It's very easy to cheat on somebody who you're not, you know, when you're not at home. So that kind of changed. The romances at work changed. So it'll be very interesting to see which populations want to race back to work and who don't. Even though a lot of people have been slowly coming back to work. But Governor Cuomo has now been accused by a second aide of being inappropriate. Some comment about a sausage and things like that. And so Governor Cuomo had responded. In fact, let me see if I have his, what he says. He says, which is very interesting because I'm not saying this to defend him. I'm not saying this to accuse him. But this is a pattern I keep seeing in the workplace. He goes, at work sometimes I think I'm being playful. He says, and make jokes that I think are funny. He says, I do on occasion tease people in what I think is in a good-natured way. Governor Cuomo said, I do it in public and I do it in private. You have seen me at briefings hundreds of times. I have teased people about their personal lives or relationships, about getting married, not getting married. I mean no offense and only attempt to add some levity and banter to what is very serious business. Now, I'm sorry, Governor Cuomo does not really come across to me like a comedian. Okay, he kind of looks pretty serious at times, but I get, you know, they joke. People like to joke. And he said, I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal, and some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. I acknowledge some of the things I've said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone felt that way, I'm truly sorry about that. Now, I bring this up because many of you have reached out saying, I think they think I'm flirting with them. And I go, what did you do? Well, I came over to their desk and I handed them a file and I asked them how was their day. Now, you can't control that. There are some people that never get noticed by anybody. And all you do is be nice. and it gets taken as a sexual overture. I know that because I always try to make it a point to talk to everybody and see how they're doing. And I'll go and get takeout, or I'll go to a grocery store and I will joke around with everybody. I'll be in an aisle and I'll be like, what the heck is this? Or yesterday I was getting gas. Gas prices were already like $3.30, $3.40 where I was at. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So I start talking to the person next to me about how, you know, bad gas prices have gotten. I do that because I like to communicate with people. I like to, you know. But somebody who can misinterpret that going, wait a second, this is the only woman that's talked to me now in the last 3 weeks. Does she like me? So, you know, there is that misperception sometimes people get. So how do you tell if somebody's being a creep, or how do you tell if it's being misinterpreted? Well, usually there's witnesses, or there's other people's, let's say, there's a reputation. And if somebody is creeping on somebody, it's usually validated confirmed by other people. Say, no, you know what? He's flirting. And other people will be like, he's nice to everybody. That's what he does. He's nice. He said hi. He dropped off just because somebody's dropping off a file into your office doesn't mean they're asking you to marry them. And so it is difficult when somebody infers something else and the implying and the inferring don't match. But some of the things that Governor Cuomo has been accused of saying, you know, as being playful, if you kiss somebody forcefully, if you touch somebody, no, now that's not allowed, all right? But in terms of making jokes, gosh, I mean, was it Clarence Thomas? Who was it where there was a hair in somebody's drink? This was like back in the 80s or 90s. And it kind of, you know, looked like something that came from the pelvic area. And he made a comment about that. Yeah, that's an uncomfortable term. But, I mean, people, did he really intend to do that to be, you know, for it to be a sexual overture? I don't know. And so a lot of the things that we say over the last 20, 30 years, we've had to check. But I bring this up because there's a television show I watch. It's called Below Deck. And it's really cool. I didn't think I would like it so much. But, you know, my husband's into boats, and he's into, you know, sailboats and yachts. And so we were watching this Below Deck series, and then there's Below Deck Mediterranean, and then there's Below Deck Sail. So we're starting to watch a Mediterranean one. And the whole show, the guys and girls are sexually harassing each other. I mean, they say, one of them said, you know, oh, your boobs are looking good today, you know, or your butt's looking good today. Everything we have been told the last 20, 30 years on this show, which has been filmed in the last few years, they do. And so if you ever want a lesson in why we're even having discussions on this type of stuff in the workplace is completely inappropriate, is you see the banter that people have. And, you know, women, if we don't want to be spoken to like that, then you might want to not be doing the giggles and the commenting on their, you know, male stamina or comment. I mean, I see it go both ways. And then you start to worry if somebody's going to accuse somebody, and then that person's going to say, look, I was just being playful. And I'm not saying this to defend Andrew Cuomo, but I hear this all the time. Guys are like, look, we were just being playful. We were making a joke. You know, she made a comment about her dress and how she looked in it, you know, and she's like, gosh, you know, I look lopsided. And I'm like, no, you don't look like a Picasso. They're perfect. Your breasts are aligned. The boobs are aligned. They look good. You know, that might be playful, but somebody can years later turn around and say you assaulted them. And so I keep saying people need to get the memo. This keeps getting brought up in the news all the time. Don't say this, don't say this. And I'm watching Gen Zs and young millennials every day of their work shift harassing each other. Now, maybe it's because they're doing it for the camera. Maybe the producer says, why don't you guys flirt? But I think in the workplace, flirtations and asking people out and touching them and leaning against them, I don't know if that's ever going to go away. Because it looks like many times both sides are doing it to each other. And it's the ones that say, no, I don't want that, they don't have a loud enough voice. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First deliveries of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose coronavirus vaccine are expected early this week. At their Kentucky Distribution Center, boxes are the CDC green-lighted J&J's vaccine Sunday, making it the first single-shot vaccine approved for use in the United States. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News this is great news for everyone.
It's incredible news that we now have three vaccine candidates with an EUA so that Americans can start receiving them. Johnson & Johnson has guaranteed about 4 million doses to be shipped out this week to states and pharmacies alike.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are calling for an independent investigation into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. This after another woman claimed that Cuomo made inappropriate comments to her. USA Radio News. President Biden is committed to raising the minimum wage after the Senate rules expert appears to put the kibosh on the provision in the latest COVID-19 relief package. That's according to Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Well, he can't do it on his own, but he is absolutely committed to raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. He thinks it's long overdue. He believes that men and women who are working hard trying to make ends meet should not be living at the poverty level. And we're going to spend the next few days and weeks looking for the best path forward, working with Democrats and Republicans, hopefully, to do exactly that.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Tiger Woods is thanking PGA players for their tributes while he is recovering. At the WGC Workday Championship, players wore Tiger's signature red shirts and black hat and black pants during Sunday's final round. This comes just days after Woods was hospitalized from a serious crash in Southern California. Woods saying it's hard to explain how touching the tribute was. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Adam wants to know if the U.S. is going to require a vaccine passport for flight and travel. At this point, I mean, everybody's been don't talk about it, don't talk about it. Nobody wants it. I would not be excited about a vaccine passport. I'll tell you my reasons in a second. Right now, no discussion yet on that. We understand that the UK is looking at that, and some countries in the EU are looking at, the European Union are looking at vaccine passports. But the reason why that hasn't been addressed yet in America is because right now they're concentrating on international travelers being COVID positive. Until there's been confidence reached on the vaccine preventing one from getting COVID, they just care about if you have active COVID or not. And remember, only about 75 million Americans have gotten the COVID vaccine. So we still have about 290 million Americans to go, not to mention kids. And the other issue, too, we're having is kids can't get the vaccine yet. So if a family is traveling and the parents are vaccinated and the kids aren't, you're now going to separate the family. So what America is doing, it's a great question, but what America is doing is still for overseas travel, going back and forth if you're flying. I'm not sure about driving back and forth to Mexico, but if you're flying, you need to show that you're COVID negative. You have to have a test 3 days before your arrival date back in the United States. And I believe some areas might also mandate a quarantine. My husband was supposed to, we were all supposed to go to the Caribbean to sail and fish and stay on a boat. It was cheaper. The rates were fantastically cheap. So we were going to do that at the end of May, and he received a note from the hotel saying, look, when you get into town, you need to quarantine 4 or 5 days in the hotel first. Now, we were going to go right to the ocean. We were going to go right to the boat. But they wanted to make sure that once you got into town, you quarantine. If you ended up testing positive, then we would quarantine for 14 days. Well, our trip was 9 days. We canceled it. I can't be stuck in a foreign country when I have to work. And if I don't have internet access to do my show, it just didn't make sense. So, right now, nobody's been asking for proof of vaccine. They just want to know you're not carrying the virus. And because they have these other variants that you could still show up positive for, unfortunately, it's not meaning you're 100% immune. In terms of quarantine, one of you had asked, do you have to quarantine if you've been vaccinated? Well, it depends. If you were exposed to the virus and you have no symptoms, the CDC had loosened restrictions on needing to quarantine. However, if you have symptoms and you're sick, yeah, they want you to quarantine. Now, what nobody has addressed is what if you were exposed to a variant? Well, how the heck do you know? And you're not going to know until the health department calls you and says, look, there's a variant. And so I believe that's what's going on, where if you were exposed, you have no symptoms, you still mask and social distance. If you're sick, you quarantine. If the health department reaches out to you saying, look, there's a variant we believe you're exposed to, whether you are vaccinated or not, quarantine, you do so. So I know it's kind of confusing. All right, how are the COVID numbers looking? So hospitals are starting to open up, but the cases, unfortunately, not going down. I think over the last few hours, the USA has reported 87 new deaths, India 62 new deaths, Russia 333 new deaths, the UK 104 new deaths, Spain 165 new deaths, Italy 246 new deaths, Germany 82. But here we are with Mexico. Last week they had about another 333 deaths on Friday. Today they're reporting another 458 deaths. So, Mexico I watch pretty closely because we are increasing our movement across the border. The new daily cases have been dropping, but current active cases are still up. In terms of the death rate, it's still rising. So we have to watch Mexico pretty closely as we open up and have more travel in between Mexico and the U.S., how the Biden administration might approach refugees. These are things that, are we going to have quarantining or places to quarantine? Are we going to be testing? Are we going to vaccinate? There's been a lot of discussions on what to do with people as they come into the United States. And, we do, listen, I'm in Las Vegas. I mean, I would love to have commerce and travel back. I want to see us shine. I want to see us, you know, flourish and be back where we are. What I don't want is our mom and pop shops getting locked down. So death rates are luckily quieting down. Puerto Rico has had a surge in cases. Illinois has had a surge in cases. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, 3,600 new cases. But remember, many of those cases could be a lot of employers are opening up again. And so, and when they say, look, don't come back until you test, we're going to probably be testing more than we've ever tested. In fact, the White House is now demanding that the media that come into the White House do these $170 COVID tests. I guess it's costing about $170 now to do a COVID test to show they're negative before they go into the press room. Well, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, they have that kind of money. But not the smaller, you know, media. That's a lot of money for every single day, $170 a day for a COVID test. So it would be nice to say, look, can I just quarantine on the White House? Right? You know, have the White House chef cook me some food. So not sure if that would fly. So we're definitely turning a corner. I know many of you are just frustrated. You're like, can we please open up? I'm hoping we start to see opening up, not so much because, you know, I want people to be exposed. Trust me, I don't want people exposed, but I think the earlier we learn to live with this virus and move on with our lives, the better. You know, my son turned 21 this last weekend. We took him to dinner. He and my younger son weren't vaccinated. My husband and I had the one vaccine, and then we got our second shot on Saturday. And people asked, why are you going out to dinner if you haven't been vaccinated? Well, when you talk to the manager and when you talk to the food servers and you see that the restaurants could only open up for, let's say, dinner Thursday through Sunday, you're like, we need to keep local businesses alive, because when we do open up, we want to know that these places are still there. Plus, these employers are hiring your cousin, your uncle, your neighbor. If you like your neighbor, you're going to want your neighbor to still have a job. Now, Ebola has started another outbreak in the Congo, and the CDC says that the U.S. is going to start to screen and track people traveling from countries with Ebola cases. So right now, that includes the Democratic Republic of Congo and Guinea. So people coming from those countries are going to be subject to extra scrutiny. Don't worry, they're not going to have to bend over and do an anal swab like in China. But, yeah, they made U.S. diplomats do that, and Washington stepped in saying, don't be doing that to our diplomats, okay? Can you give them the nasal test? But the CDC has announced Friday that the U.S. government will institute public health measures for travelers coming in from those two countries out of an abundance of caution. So travelers coming to through those six airports are going to have to go probably through a different customs. And then airlines are going to collect and transmit passenger information to the CDC. When they come in, they will probably be shunted to a special area where they could then be monitored. Now, Ebola has a fatality rate of about 50%. It used to be about 90%. There are medications, but people could have fever, aches, fatigue. They can look like they had the flu. Three people have already died in Guinea from Ebola. So we're trying to make sure Ebola doesn't come here. That's the pandemic I really worry about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So welcome back to March. February's awfully short. I mean, some people love that February is a short month. I don't like that because I lose 3 days of work and rent is still the same. So you work less, you get less of a paycheck, and then boom, you still got to pay rent. So I'm not really happy. I always get kind of grumpy, but the reason why I really get unhappy during March is because we got the daylight savings time change. This is where we have to spring forward. Hashtag sick of spring forward. I am so sick of springing forward. So I reached out to Senator Marco Rubio's office. He's been a little busy, so he can't come on the show yet. But we've reached out. He's working on the Senate side, of course, with the Sunshine Bill Act to stop the back-and-forth time changes where we only pick one. And we have a petition out there. It's on my website. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter. There's a petition. You'll see a clock with a blue-black background. So for those of you who are sick and tired of springing forward in March or falling back in the fall, we urge you to sign the petition. We just want Congress to pick one. It is going to be a mess because some states want daylight savings, some want daylight standard. I really like standard time. I'm a big fan of standard time because I live in the South and I really don't like extra sun in the summertime. It's hot and I don't really like springing forward. The way it is now is great. But then on the flip side, there's some arguments that it gets too dark too soon and kids are coming home from school or from after school activities in the dark. So I'll support either way. I just don't want the changes. As a doctor, I don't like the changes. So when we do springing forward has been linked to heart attacks, car accidents, depression, anxiety, even issues with fertility. And it's obsolete. It's old. It's archaic. You know, basically what happened is Benjamin Franklin had wrote an essay for Parisians. He really, really liked the French, really loved Paris. And he wrote this essay on an economical project for diminishing the cost of light. And back in 1784, he explained how less candles could be used if people woke up earlier. Make more use of nature's early light. And during ancient civilizations, they would do the same thing. They would adjust their daily schedules to the change in light. The rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo, would wake us up. So daylight saving time didn't really become a thing until in Germany, 1916, other countries started to notice why don't we just make it official? Woodrow Wilson signed it into law by 1918 because he thought it could conserve coal during the Great War. Then it was repealed, but a handful of states said, you know what, we're going to stay on it. In 1942, FDR, again, needed, you know, to conserve coal and other sorts of resources, made daylight saving time year-round, and he called it wartime. But after the war, there was no federal law to maintain the time change, so states kind of did what they wished. By the 1960s, LBJ had to come up with the Uniform Time Law of 1966 to try to unite the states. And so he decreed that daylight saving time was going to begin the last Sunday of April and end the last Sunday of October. If states wanted to exempt themselves, they could. Now, by 2007, the Energy Policy Act changed it again. And it was created in 2005, but by 2007, it was official that daylight savings time would begin at 2 a.m. on the second Sunday of March, which this year will be, I believe, March 14th, and it'll end at 2 a.m. the first Sunday of November. Arizona and Hawaii are like, no, we're not converting to daylight savings time. And so, you know, why are we still doing this? Some people like it. Some people like having the different times. I think the average person doesn't. I think the average person hates switching. So, you know, scientists have taken a look going, is it really a big deal to lose an hour? Apparently, yeah. A study from the University of Colorado found a spike in car accidents the first week after daylight savings time change. Apparently, drivers did worse with 1 hour less sleep than those comfortable with their routine prior to the time change. Another study in 2014 found heart attack risks to spike 25% the following Monday after the spring forward, but it was reversed when clocks fell back in the fall. So apparently, waking up an hour early gets everybody's panties all up in a bunch. Another study in Chronobiology International found that in vitro fertilization success rates dropped during this time in women who had a previous miscarriage. So health risks, car accidents, heart attacks, workplace injuries, suicide. They found suicides to go up, depression. Now, the flip side, there's some health benefits when you gain the hour sleep. They found blood pressure to go down. They found heart attacks to go down. Less car accidents. They said other studies suggested less gene expression when it comes to putting people at risk for diabetes and cancer. The extra hour of sleep was found to decrease stress and inflammation. So, you know, where do we go from here? Where I just don't like putting a human body through something that's not natural. That's where I stand on it. If we're supposed to wake up when the sun is up, then do that. But to twice a year arbitrarily mess with the clocks, it's ridiculous. And again, it was because we were trying to save coal or save, you know, so people always, you know, make fun of it and all that. I say let's do something about it. Just pick one. I don't care. I just don't like the switch. If you guys want daylight standard, fine. If you want daylight savings time, fine. I'll support. I don't care. I just want Congress to pick one. And states, most of the states already have, legislation. Alaska, Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, and the list goes on. In my neck of the woods, Nevada, they already, I guess, passed a bill saying make daylight saving time year-round. California wants daylight savings time year-round. Many, like I said, I prefer standard, but I'll go with whatever. Nevada's going to always parallel California because Californians come to Nevada and gamble, and if it's on a different time zone, it can mess things up. But California passed Proposition 7. They want year-round savings time permanent. They don't want to change. These states don't want to change. Now, where this could get tricky is if you have one state here on daylight, one state on savings, one state here, one state there. But like I said, I'm just for stop the back and forth. I don't care. I don't care. Just stop the back and forth. Now, for those people freaking out about what's going to happen in a couple weeks, start now. Maybe wake up 10 to 20 minutes early a few days before the time change. This way 1 hour doesn't, you know, get you all nervous. Continue your exercise each morning. Just because Monday in 2 weeks falls on the daylight saving time, you know, hour sequelae, you could still work, do your workout, eat a balanced breakfast, try to use more natural sunlight to wake you up. Don't stress about the time change. Maybe go to bed a little early Sunday night. You don't have to be popping an Ambien. You don't have to be popping sleep aids. You know, you'll be fine. But if you really want to do something and you're mad and you're sick of spring forward or you're finished with fall back, sign the petition. We got a petition there. It's on my website. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter. And share it. Let other people know. We are sick of spring forward. You know, one final thing. I really want to push the more natural in terms of using moonlight for your circadian rhythm and daylight to wake you up. Those people who are more in tune with nature and go camping, etc., you notice you sleep better because you don't have as many artificial lights and you're kind of working with nature. Nature knows how to put bats to sleep. They know how to put kitty cats to sleep. They know how to put birds to sleep, bears to sleep. You don't see animals with insomnia, do you? You really don't. Oh, I think my cats might, but they're not eternal anyway. So maybe use nature. Sit outside an hour or two or just stare at moonlight or maybe read a book with candlelight before you go to bed to help you sleep. Same thing with waking up in the morning. You know, make sure you get your windows open so natural light can come in and wake you up early morning. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.